the front-end decision you make today isn't just about code. It directly impacts revenue, your search ranking, and how fast you can actually ship.
It really does.
So today, we're doing a deep dive into what is, for many, the ultimate choice in modern web architecture: React versus Next.js.
Yeah, and we're going to try and distill the core trade-off here for you.
Yeah.
It's really about maximum flexibility versus, you know, a prepackaged, more opinionated structure.
Okay.
The mission is to get a quick grasp on what each is designed for and, more importantly, why that design matters for business outcomes, things like SEO and performance.
And the foundational insight, really, is that React is just a JavaScript library. It's focused, like, purely on the UI, the view layer.
Right. Think of it as just the engine, a really sophisticated engine.
Exactly. Whereas Next.js is a full-stack framework. It takes that React engine and then adds all the other parts you need around it, the routing, the rendering, the whole structure.
A whole chassis of the car.
Yes. So let's start with React, the foundation. What it isn't is a full solution. By default, it just doesn't include things like routing or server-side rendering.
Not at all. It's just that UI engine. You have to build everything else around it.
And what's the business implication of that?
Well, the implication is pretty clear. React gives you total, and I mean total, control. But that control comes with a potentially massive tab for engineering, if you're not careful.
Okay.
To get top-tier SEO, the kind that actually drives traffic, it requires heavy custom work. You're building custom server-side rendering, or SSR, solutions, your own caching strategies. I mean, your success depends entirely on having a really skilled senior engineering team.
So hold on. If standalone React is so difficult for all that, for SEO and performance, why would anyone even use it in 2024?
Because of that raw flexibility. Sometimes you just need that. The key use case is for projects where SEO, well, it just isn't a factor.
Like an internal tool.
Exactly. Internal tools, complex admin dashboards, or line-of-business apps that live behind a login. Places where ultimate control matters more than out-of-the-box performance.
Got it. Okay, so now let's look at Next.js, which kind of flips that whole script. It's the opinionated framework, convention over configuration.
That's right, and this is where it gets really valuable. Next.js solves React's biggest limitations right out of the box.
So it puts up some guardrails?
It's like driving a high-performance car that already has the guardrails installed. Yeah. Its core strengths are the built-in features, like server-side rendering and static site generation.
Which means search engines see a fully rendered page immediately.
Immediately. Not an empty shell.
Yeah.
And that leads directly to superior SEO and, you know, better Core Web Vital scores.
Plus you get other things, right? Like file-based routing, which is way easier, and that integrated image optimization stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it all contributes to faster load times.
Hmm.
This is exactly why Next.js is pretty much the default choice when speed and SEO directly drive revenue.
So we're talking marketing websites, e-commerce.
E-commerce. Content-heavy portals, blogs. Absolutely.
So if we pull this all together, the choice really comes down to what, initial effort versus long-term standardization.
That's a great way to put it. React requires that expensive custom setup for performance, which, you know, it just ramps up your long-term engineering cost.
Whereas Next.js lowers that initial setup cost because all the optimizations are built in.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you're choosing your architectural risk.
Mm.
Next.js provides a clear, standardized path. It's predictable. Standalone React, on the other hand, relies entirely on getting that initial architecture perfectly right.
By the most senior person in the room.
By the most senior person in the room, yeah.
So the takeaway is you're really choosing how much structure and built-in SEO power you want from day one, which I guess translates directly into how much technical debt you're taking on before you even launch.
Mm.
That's it.
So when you're there planning your next digital product, remember the real question isn't just which one is better in some technical vacuum.
Yeah, this raises a much more important question for you, the listener. Which architectural choice is actually going to work for your budget, for your team, and this is the critical part, which one ensures you are not limited 2 years from now?
That's the real measure of success.
That is the true measure of success for any platforming project.
We hope this deep dive has given you the clarity you need to make that complex front-end choice. Thank you for joining us.